It's funny, sometimes I ask people questions and I just assume somebody out there smarter than me is going to understand what you're talking about, but I do get some of it. Anyhow, one other thing about other immune targets, again, you know, it's just sort of hearing people talk. I've heard things about other checkpoints like so-called TIM-3 and LAG-3. What are they, and what are some of the other immune strategies that particularly integrate with checkpoint inhibitors that you think are most promising?
Absolutely. So as we really drill down and focus on what's happening in the tumor microenvironment at the point of attack between a T cell and the tumor, we recognize that it's not all just PD-L1. But it does all stem off of this biology of the T cell elaborating cytokines and the tumor doing things in response. So one of those is IDO, as we talked about, but there are other things that happen to that T cell as it sits in the context of the tumor. And just like in autoimmunity, where you have an antigen that the immune system can't clear, your T cells, if they're in the tumor microenvironment, will become progressively dysfunctional. And that can be observed in the context of which receptors are shown on the surface of the cell. And so one that's become especially of interest is one known as LAG-3. That molecule is upregulated both in parallel but also in sequence with PD-1. And it's another marker of T cell energy or, quote, exhaustions, close quote. And so the idea then is, could we block LAG-3 and potentially reverse that exhausted state and get those T cells to be functional in the tumor microenvironment again? And data has been presented now at multiple meetings for the anti-LAG-3 antibody relatlimab, and there are phase 3 clinical trials of nivolumab plus relatlimab coming forward for refractory melanoma and I think in other disease settings as well. LAG-3 is not the only T cell exhaustion checkpoint, however. Another that's of interest is TIM-3. And there are a number of other receptors that are also of interest, like OX40, CD137, and a host of other ones that are also targets for drug development in terms of trying to relieve this exhausted state or to try to push T cells to be more functional.